Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
And welcome. I'm Brett Witterbull. This is your daily quick take. One of the things that I warn people about all the time, if you're following politics or not, is the fact that every politician, no matter what the issue is going to try to find a political angle. It's what they do. You saw that take place in Uvalde, Texas, just in these last 24 hours, as Texas's most famous stuntman, Beto O'Rourke, the pride of El Paso, showed up and made the scene about him. You look at a guy like this, and the thing that many people don't understand about Beto O'Rourke is he is, well, setting aside the fact, first of all, he's not Mexican. His nickname is Beto. His father was Irish. He's not Hispanic, and he likes to sort of trade on the ambiguity of maybe being down for the struggle, except for the fact that he's married into an immense amount of money in the city of El Paso, a land developer, a builder, a capitalist. And Beto has no visible means of support, doesn't really have a job. He was a congressperson. He was a city council person in El Paso, Texas, where I grew up. So I'm well familiar with him and his family. And he was always like representing the downtrodden. And once upon a time, there was a real estate deal that came in to basically bulldoze a barrio. And he was okay with that. Why? Because he had familial interests in that move. You can go and look this stuff up. It's in the El Paso Times. It's in the newspapers there in West Texas. And now he thinks he's going to become the governor of the state of Texas. I can't imagine being so craven to be a politician who would show up at a solemn event with the governor, the lieutenant governor, a couple of senators, the mayor, and those folks who would come down to express their deep sympathies with the people of Uvalde because a savage, murderous demon killed their kids. I can't imagine what it would be like to say, you know what, I'm going to go make it about me. But he was celebrated on MSNBC. He was celebrated on CNN. He was celebrated in a number of the quarters that you would expect. Beto O'Rourke will never be the governor of the state of Texas. Beto O'Rourke could barely win as a congressman. Beto O'Rourke is a symptom of our society. He'll shed those crocodile tears, but he doesn't really believe it. Waves his arms, wild gesticulations, yelling and screaming, riding his skateboard. He is an overgrown man baby. And what he did was disrupt a solemn event. He decided to make it about him. And I have to tell you, it's unbelievably disappointing to see this clown, El Payaso in Spanish, roll into town and act that way.